I can't hear you, Peach.
It's time to listen up, Raider Nation.
Can't hear you, Peach.
Clear out those ears and get ready for the Q-tip. Your boy Q's daily take on what you need to hear.
That very precision seems to drive Q-tip fans right over the edge.
Like it or not.
This Q-tip today comes from the heels of El Paso Raider who called in talking about Colton Miller. And I mentioned that, you know, you never really hear about the offensive line unless they're doing something negative or they're not there. Like Trent Brown wasn't there for a while. And, you know, we started questioning his want to and if he was going to be there and be available for the Raiders and what was going on with him moving forward. But I always believe, this has always been my philosophy, that football games are always won in the trenches, offensive line and defensive line. And so I do believe, based off of what I remember seeing in that last game that now seems like so long ago since the Raiders have been on off a week, on their bye week, but after they defeated the Chiefs and you go back and you think about what the defense was able to do in the second half, particularly how they were able to get after Patrick Mahomes, and he had to run so many yards, over 1,000 yards running, just trying to avoid traffic, and still got sacked 3 times by the Raiders defense. I'm looking at this upcoming game against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Tom Brady, knowing that he gets the ball out of his hand really quickly, but also knowing that he's not fleet of foot, knowing he's not a guy that's going to be running around that backfield and avoiding Max Crosby, avoiding Cleve Furl, avoiding Arden Key, avoiding Jonathan Hankins. It's not going to go down like that. He's either going to go down or he's going to get rid of the rock really, really quickly. So, and I had a tweet that hit me up and talked about this a little earlier as well. I really believe this could be a big game, man, for the defensive line. I think that those guys could really, if they have that same energy and that same want to that they had in the second half of that Chiefs game, and they get after Tom Brady, it really could be a big day. This really has the potential to be the breakout game for the Raiders defensive line in particular, just because they can get after Tom Brady, make life really uncomfortable for him. And if they do that, they have a really good shot at winning. On the flip side, we saw what Tampa Bay was able to do to Green Bay. They sacked Aaron Rodgers 5 times, came up with a couple of interceptions. This is going to be a game that, no doubt about it, is won in the trenches. Offensive line, defensive line. Both units have to step up and play a really, really solid game. If they do that, the Raiders have a shot to win. If they don't, there's not a hope in hell.
Yeah. Yeah. Well said. I think that the defensive line, what they have the opportunity to do, again, is to make a statement, to come out. And really, I say statement, but at the same time, you're right, Q. They have to. It's not a, it would be great if they have right. to disrupt him to beat Tom Brady at this point in his career. You have got to do that because he's a smart guy. He can read coverages like nobody else. And if you give him the time, meaning that if you're not pressuring him, if you're not making him uncomfortable in the pocket, he's going to pick you apart. He will dink and dunk you to death. He will do
it. And has no problem with it. Right. And nobody's calling him a dink and dunk quarterback. No, just throwing that out there.
Yeah. His whole career has been that way.
You know, and so many quarterbacks across the league do that as well, by
correct.
The way.
Yeah.
But only one gets
criticized.
The title.
Yeah, I know. I know. But you're right. And that offensive line.
I'm not trying
line,
to start nothing, though.
That offensive line, too, Q, I think especially, I mean, throughout the entire game, but early in that game, for the Raiders to get their offensive scheme moving, meaning you got to have to rush the ball. Like that Buccaneers defense, I'm not making it the 85 Bears, don't get me wrong.
Right.
But the way they performed against Green Bay, okay, was phenomenal. And it shows you that they were ready to play. Now, could they be in for a letdown? I'm not sure. It doesn't really matter. All I know is they have physical ability. They seem to be getting better each week. And that is the strength of that Buccaneers team. So that those two lines together are going to have to lead this Raiders team and give them the opportunity for the back end on defense to do what it can do. Because I think Tom Brady at this point in his career with the arm strength, he is more susceptible to throwing picks. We saw that as well.
Yeah, I mean, look how many picks he's throwing this season. Look how many pick sixes he's throwing this season. I mean, it's just the reality of it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, I do think that Father Time has something to do with it. Nobody has ever defeated Father Time. I don't care how long they play. Eventually, you'll see the wear down, you know? And I think Tom Brady's starting to get there. And I think the Raiders really could take advantage, especially if that offensive line for Tampa Bay can't hold up. you know, and it doesn't hold up better than it has in the past few games, I could totally see that defensive line of the Raiders having just a really good game and really just kind of a breakout game. Like I mentioned, man, Max Crosby could be in for a big one if they can't stop him.
Right, and if they can do that, if they can perform like they did against Kansas City in that second half, you also then might be able to blitz more, you know what I'm saying? Because then you
might not have to, though. Might get home with the front four.
Correct. That's true. And if they do that, and we'll see, we know Mo Hurst was back at practice today. Oh, by the way, got to give that news. Mo Hurst was back, according to our colleague Vinny Monsignor. But at the same time, we don't know about Malik Collins. We'll see if he gets back there. I think that's a guy who really needs to get out there. And I'm not saying he's got to have sacks or anything like that, but if he can show that he's taken a step with the rest of the guys – and he's playing more and maybe not overthinking things like we've been told he might be, that'll be huge for that team too, because you need to get all of those parts clicking and you need to get them all working and showing that the money invested in them, the position invested in them, was worth it. So
yeah, exactly. I mean, again, Malik Collins, he was a guy who only came in on a one-year deal, thought that maybe he had a big season or would have a big season and then go in there and get a big-time deal later. But right now he's showing that he's a one-year guy. You know, he's a one-year deal guy, and he hasn't earned anything else. So he's got to start earning his checks.
Yes, he does. Tell us what you guys think. Call us on the Raider Nation hotline. 702-365-9200 is the number. Don't forget, also, follow us on Twitter, the station, RNR920AM, at SilverBlack Today, the number today, then at your boy Q254 if you want to follow Q, which I highly recommend because it's positive. And then also I am at LV Gully, LVGULLY, as we move on and we talk about the Raiders. Q, we look at the Raiders injury report too. We should maybe get some news on Richie Incognito, right? And getting that line back to full strength. I think that's one of the things a lot of fans have been eager, is to see this team at almost 100% strength. We know, of course, Damon Arnette with the thumb was out. Now he's double out with the COVID protocol and him being on the COVID reserve list. But overall, we have guys, I think, who are getting healthy. We've had those questions on the defensive line. But on offense, you might get a full offensive line back, plus have all of your position skill players ready to go. That's huge going into that Tampa Bay game.
Well, and have we heard any update on Bryan Edwards? Where is he at?
Yeah, there's been nothing on that. That's the one. And I really think Bryan Edwards is sort of, people talked about Ruggs being out and how that impacted. I think Bryan Edwards being that true X receiver and not being there, it could have been an even bigger day for the Raiders against the Chiefs had he been there. So to get him back, but it's a good question. We'll have to get some detail on that. We'll ask him, we'll inquire with the team and they have to put out the injury report tomorrow anyway, but we'll find out hopefully soon.
Yeah, we'll ask Vinny that. You know, Vinny was at practice.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Maybe he'll have an idea.
Maybe he will, because I know the numbers haven't been huge yet because he hasn't a lot of opportunities. But again, with his size in that position and Ruggs on the field and Waller on the field and Renfro coming in, by the way, the Raiders have been most successful with the three wide receiver sets. If you look at what they've been able to do this season, it's been phenomenal. So that clearly is what they need to do. And with Bryan Edwards healthy, that's what you're going to have to do. And I also want to see what happens this week with Jacobs. I think you need to get him going early and then spell him again with Booker, who looks good, then save him. I like the strategy they used last week with saving some of Jacobs' legs for late in that fourth quarter.
Agreed. And Booker has earned those reps. You know what I mean? He's earned those extra reps anyway. So I'm with you 100%. It's good to have a guy who could spell Josh Jacobs, and you feel like, you know what, he's still a very good back.
Yeah, he is. 4:05 left in the first half out in Buffalo. The Chiefs lead the Bills 13-10. They missed an extra point, actually, the Chiefs did. So 13-10, and looks like it's going to be a seesaw battle, which I expected in the rain, although it looks like it's dissipated a little bit in Buffalo for a big AFC matchup there. Some pretty cool throws and whatnot by Josh Allen already and by Patrick Mahomes. A good game out in Buffalo in Western New York. But Q, when we look at the Raiders too and what they have coming down the line, I really thought that going into last week, you look at past the Buccaneers, you then have the Browns. You got to go to Cleveland. I thought that was going to be a tough game. Now, to your point, all games in the NFL – are tough. You got to go win. Okay, it's not, nobody's a pushover, nobody's a given, and I know people joke about the Jets, but even they are not a given. But you look at that back end of the schedule, it favors the Raiders, and that's why the whole point of your Q-tip saying that this team beating itself is actually the biggest competitor they're going to face, and I really believe that with the schedule so front end heavy as it was.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing. When you're a really, really good team, then you, that's basically who you're facing every week. Is just, you know, if you go out there, and it sounds cliche-ish, but if you know if you go out there and do your job, you're going to have a real good opportunity to win that game. There's a good shot that you're going to win that game. Well, the Raiders, they're still trying to figure that out. They're still trying to get there. And they're getting there more and more. And you saw what they were able to do against Kansas City, but they've got to turn that page. They now have got to be on to Tampa Bay. They can't worry about what happened in Kansas City a couple weeks ago. Now it's all moving forward. And again, just stay out of their own way. Penalties, turnovers, miscommunication, guys being in the wrong place at the wrong time, you know, blown coverages, stuff like that. If you go out there and do your job, you're in a good position. The one thing about when guys are in bad positions and blown coverages, it's usually because somebody's trying to overcompensate for the guy next to him because they don't 100% trust that that guy knows how to do his job.
Yeah. I'm interested. What do you think is going to happen on this at the safety position? We saw Heath come in, of course, and play and have the big interception against Kansas City. You have Eric Harris. It might be a question I need to ask in a press conference to see. Paul Gunther should probably be on Thursday, so it'll be a few days away. But just asking what they plan to do there, because Eric Harris, you know, he actually recovered a little bit last week after a couple big errors early in the game against the Chiefs. But he's just a guy proving to be what everyone thought he was, which is a rotational player. He can spell some guys, but he's not the answer as a starter back there. Then leaves you in the position of what do you do? They're not signing anybody, as we know. They haven't brought anybody in at that position, even for workouts. So that tells me they're going to go with who they have. And, you know, you don't have Tanner Muse coming off, and he's going to play linebacker anyway, from what we're told. So then that leaves you with Jeff Heath.
Yeah, that to me, oh, man. Yeah. I mean, it's like I don't want to dog Jeff Heath, and I don't want to dog Eric Harris. I just kind of feel like both of those guys are good rotational pieces, and they obviously need an upgrade at that safety spot. I mean, they really do. And I look and I'm thinking, while you were talking about, you know, guys on the open market, I think if their guy was a really good player on the open market right now, October 19th, he'd probably be on a roster right now. And I know before anyone says that, you know, Earl Thomas is out there, there's a reason Earl Thomas is out there.
Yep.
As much as it would be tempting because you know that he's a good player, you know what he's done in his course of his career, there's still a reason why he's out there.
No doubt. By the way, the Raiders did work out over the weekend. Former Clemson running back Lamont McFadder. We'll see. It's interesting they brought a running back in because they have two on the practice squad, right?
Right.
They seem to be in a good spot with Rashard, Booker, and Jacobs. But again, you're always bringing guys in because you don't know what you don't know, and you might have a need for them down the line, and so you're just looking out to see who it is. I think a lot of these workouts, people look at them and say, oh, they're looking at more defensive backs. Well, yeah, it makes sense because you're one injury away from needing somebody, right? So not much to look into there. But I do think that the Raiders, as they look at depth, you have to continue to do that because you might not have a need now, and then in 3 weeks somebody goes down, and then you're familiar with a guy who's coming to work out. But that is my biggest concern, actually, on that defense. As long as the defensive line can continue to build and do better as they've done, I'm okay there. It's that safety position. Cornerback's going to be up and down. You got young guys, and I get that. But with the safety position, that worries me as the year goes on and as they face some opponents who might be able to throw the ball against them. And it just seems to be the glaring spot right now.
It is. It really is, you know, and it just kind of is what it is right now. You know, and think about this. As much as everyone loves what Jonathan Abram brings to the table, he's still learning too.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, he's had good moments. He's had some not so good moments, but he's still learning. And I think now it's safe to say that he's really going to be a good player when he puts it all together. But, you know, each and every week he's just learning a little bit more, and he'll tell you that too. But it is what it is at this point.
All right, there you go. A little bit of wild card Raider talk as we move on. Coming up next after the break, it is 13 minutes with Hunter Renfrow. We'll get a report on what Hunter did with his new time off and whether or not it had to deal with getting ready for his new child. We'll find out next. 13 minutes with Hunter Renfrow, brought to you by the Laborers Local 872. As the silver and black today rolls on here on Raider Nation Radio.